The Second World War completed the pauperizing process. Britain was stressed by the military budget demands of 1937 to 1939 rearmament, then bled further by the early stages of the war when the nation stood alone against Germany, paying by liquidating what was left of British overseas assets. Although a few historians quibble, the broad consensus was summed up in 2004 by The Economist. After two costly world wars and economic mismanagement, Britain became a net debtor, and the dollar usurped sterling's role. Dislodging an incumbent currency can take years. Sterling maintained a central international role for at least half a century after America's GDP overtook Britain's at the end of the 19th century. But it did eventually lose that status. Ferguson, the British historian, further distilled the lesson for the United States. It was a lot better, he said, to decline over five centuries than to telescope decline into a short period as Britain had done. The relevance to the United States today is unmistakable. In the 1980s, the national psychology ranged from mourning again in America to late-decade fear of Japan's rising sun. In 1991, concern over the U.S. budget deficit was such that Washington dunned its allies in the Gulf War to pay for the U.S. troops and their support, eliciting comments about latter-day Hessians. Then in 2004 and 2005, the initial ferocity of the national response to September 11th, in both Oval Office speeches and the invasion of bin Laden sheltering Afghanistan, gave way to military disarray in Iraq and fiscal disrepair at home. Indeed, the various fiscal deficits were joined by a serious political leadership deficit. By 2005, public opinion had turned against the earlier White House decision to invade and occupy Iraq, while support for withdrawal mounted. Ironically, shrinking budgets in London had haunted the earlier British occupation of Iraq in 1921 to 1922. The U.S. load in that country, however, was incomparably larger, as well as more provocative to global opinion. It was also helpful, even CIA officials admitted, to terrorist recruitment around the Islamic world. There is something about Iraq. Most cynics would nominate oil, but the influence of the Bible is also relevant, that clouds the competence of Anglo-American invaders and occupiers. If one relies on Spanish, Dutch, and British precedents, the international realignment that might cripple the United States and elevate Asia could be expected to come from a new bout of expensive global warfare. However, given that history doesn't repeat itself exactly, perhaps economically focused terrorism or a series of regional resource wars could satisfy the fates, even if a substantial portion of the Republican constituency does appear to be hoping for Armageddon and Christ's return.